don't get to speak to our next guest enough, but he's always there, always paying attention to the sky and what is going on in our world in ways that we can only dream of, although we can always come by and go to the Cranbrook Institute of Science, where we'll find Mike Narlock, head of astronomy and exhibits and the web coordinator at said Cranbrook Institute of Science. Good morning to you, Mike. Nice to have you back on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.
Good morning. How are you?
I am excellent, and we go from feast or famine here, and it's feast right now. You've got a lot going on, what with the astronomers capturing the first image of a huge black hole in the Milky Way, and that blood supermoon, the maize superflower blood moon, is coming up this weekend. So let's begin with the big story, and that, I guess, is the black hole in the Milky Way.
Right. We, for some time now, we've had this collaboration of some 8 radio telescopes spread throughout the world, combining their efforts, in essence, to make a super telescope. And just recently, they released the first ever image of the supermassive black hole that's at the center of the Milky Way galaxy. And we think these supermassive black holes are at the center of all galaxies like the Milky Way. And this is only the second time this telescope has been able to image this type of galaxy. In 2019, they imaged the black hole in a different galaxy, but this is the first time we've seen the big supermassive black hole at the center of our own galaxy. So it's really, really awesome.
Interesting that it isn't this voracious cosmic destroyer that some people might have talked about it or portrayed it, but actually what astronomers called yesterday a gentle giant on a near-starvation diet. What does that mean?
Well, so we used to think that these supermassive black holes at the center of galaxies were like giant vacuum cleaners. Like, think of a voracious toddler who can't get enough Cheerios and just gobbling up stars and gas and dust in the center of the galaxy. Well, turns out that may not be the whole story. Mercifully, though, the black hole is accreting or taking in material, because that's how we've been able to see it. As this material gets sucked in, it gets heated up, and it lets off a type of light that we can see. Because the black hole, of course, as the name suggests, is black. You can't really image it. And if the viewers or listeners have seen the image that was released, you see that dark center, the so-called shadow. That's the black hole, and the bright stuff around it is the heated up material that's falling in. So it's just exciting time to be able to have the technology and the capability and the collaborative power to detect and see these sorts of things.
Well, one of your team members in this wonderful team that's been put together, Michael Johnson, the team member also of the Harvard Smithsonian Center, said, and this is amazing. I mean, this is amazing for any of us. This, quote, is an extraordinary verification of Einstein's general theory of relativity.
Absolutely. The shape of the shadow that we see in the image was predicted by the general theory of relativity. And it eerily matches the shape of the shadow that we took with the same telescope a few years ago in 2019, the first image by this Event Horizon telescope. They look almost identical. And it's remarkable because this other supermassive black hole is in a different galaxy, and it's 1,000 times bigger than our own black hole. So they're very different creatures, yet they look the same. The shape of the shadow that was predicted by Einstein is borne out by these images, and that's just a wonderful verification and validation of Einstein's theories.
That's very cool. I mean, that part is amazing and very, very cool for everybody to realize how important this is, what a big deal this is. And the other big deal is this: this month's full moon is recognized as the flower moon, kind of a tribute to the season's colorful blossoms in spring. It's going to reach its peak during the night of May 15th into the early morning of May 16th this year. And it seems to me that we're being told now that Metro Detroiters are in a prime location to view this cosmic phenomenon.
That's right. It's a total lunar eclipse. So the moon will appear to turn a nice reddish color as the moon moves into the Earth's shadow. The Earth's shadow happens to be reddish. So fingers crossed that Michiganders are going to have an opportunity to see it, because as we all know, Michigan weather can be somewhat fickle. But it does take place over several hours. So even if when you stick your head outside or you come out to the Institute to look at it, if it's cloudy for just a little bit, you know, bide your time, wait a moment or two, and there'll be a gap in the clouds, or maybe it'll clear up entirely, and you'll get to see a big, beautiful full moon as it plunges into the Earth's shadow. And these are wonderful events. They happen with some regularity, but every time they do, it's really awe-inspiring to see.
Well, let's walk people through the process, because, you know, I, for one, have said the same thing. Well, I got to get out there. I got to get out there to Cranbrook Institute of Science. Now, this might be enough stuff, if you will, going on to regenerate that desire for our listeners. So Mike Narlock, as the head of astronomy and exhibits and the web coordinator at Cranbrook Institute of Science, walk us through how we do this. How do we just show up? Do we call, make an appointment? How do we do this?
Well, if we were completely out of the pandemic, yeah, you'd be able to just walk up. You just come to the front door and we'll let you in like good neighbors. But because of the pandemic, we are going to limit the capacity. So you do have to pre-register. And you can pre-register on our website. There are spots still remaining. You pre-register on the website, you get put on a list. And we're going to have activities in the museum. We'll have planetarium shows, which will be part of the event, and we'll be able to simulate the eclipse in case the weather is a little bit uncooperative. So you'll see it at least virtually in the planetarium. Then, of course, the observatory will be open with our big telescopes, and we will have the members of the wonderful Warren Astronomical Society with their telescopes as well out in our main viewing area for folks to take a look at both the eclipse and other things that might be of interest in the nighttime sky. Because there's always something going on.
Yeah, and maybe get a look at that first image of the black hole in the Milky Way. If you have the pictures, kind of looks like a pumpkin with a candle inside it, with the two eyes and a mouth and kind of a darker nose. I mean, that's just the way it strikes me, you know, as an astronomer as I am. Hey, what's the website, Mike?
It is science.cranbrook.edu.
Okay, science.cranbrook.edu. Science.cranbrook.edu. Thank you, Mike. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Have fun. I know you are having fun. This is a fun time for you. I appreciate that. Mike Narlock, head of astronomy and exhibits and web coordinator at Cranbrook Institute of Science. Get on the list, science.cranbrook.edu. Stay with us.